Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Last month, while being interviewed on a music network, 65-year-old rock legend Alice Cooper observed the nominee of the Grammy Award's Best Rock Song, British indie rock band Mumford & Sons. He said they weren't rock and roll enough. Alice commented, "I look at a magazine and it says Best New Rock Band, and I go, rock bands don't have accordions or lutes in them. Rock and roll is not about happy, 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 everything's okay. It's tribal," says Alice. Now, he hosts a radio program syndicated internationally, The Man with the Face for Radio, as one writer bravely put it. On his radio website, he describes himself as a techno-tart. And with this website, there is a video blog, and, well, it's actually pretty good, nightswithalicecooper.com. During his heyday as a performer, Alice Cooper said there were more days than he'd care to remember when he deviated from the path he knew he should be travelling on. When Alice Cooper was at his height, he thought, "If this plane is going down now, I'm going directly to hell." By the early 1980s, with his alcoholism at its peak, his wife Cheryl Goddard could no longer stand it and filed for divorce. He said it was the dose he needed to sort himself out. He dried out, they made up, and she travels with him and watches nearly all his shows. In fact, you could say that family is integral to the running of the Alice Cooper household. His eldest daughter Calico even performs with him sometimes. After his sobriety, there was a moment there where he thought he would have to give up being Alice Cooper. Luckily, his pastor disagreed. Today, Alice Cooper will tell you he believes in every word of the Bible. Bizarre. Yes, we are talking about Alice Cooper. And as Alice told the newspaper reporter, "Yes, true, every word. Oh yes, God has a plan for everybody." He also adds, "I look at my life and I think, how is it possible I didn't die?" I'm Aaron Wright.